You're listening to SBS News. An inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine failures has heard a return traveller's suicide threat was dismissed by staff as being non-genuine. A nurse, who can only be identified as Jen, gave evidence to the inquiry about her work at several of the quarantine hotels. She recalled an incident at the Park Royal Hotel at Melbourne Airport, where she read handover notes at the start of her afternoon shift about a highly distressed traveller who'd threatened suicide. She told the inquiry she was shocked when the on-duty doctor revealed he wasn't aware of the incident.
So obviously I assumed that the doctor would definitely be across the situation. He's told me that I started my shift at 2 p.m. that day, and the doctor told me that he'd started his shift at 8 a.m. and he was not aware of the situation. So I obviously found this concerning, so I went over to the boardroom that was DHHS, and I asked them if they were across the situation and what follow-up had actually occurred. And at that point, a person who worked for DHHS told me that they had specifically called this guest in the room and told them that they need to stop threatening suicide just so they can get a cigarette.
The inquiry was set up by the Victorian government after it became clear that hotel quarantine failures had caused COVID-19 to spread through the community. And when news broke this week, a security guard at one of Sydney's quarantine hotels had tested positive, there was concern among health officials in New South Wales about a similar scenario unfolding in Sydney. New South Wales recorded 5 new cases, including 2 in hotel quarantine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian stressed the latest 3 cases of community transmission are not linked to the man who did shifts at the Marriott Hotel at Circular Quay and the Flemington Markets.
None of which are linked to the security guard who tested positive a few days ago, which is good news, but of course we're on high alert to make sure that there aren't any additional transmissions that we're not picking up. And I want to reiterate my message from yesterday. Please make sure if you're in Western or Southwestern Sydney in particular, that if you have the mildest of symptoms, you come forward and get tested, because we know the virus is circulating in those communities.
Victoria's overall case numbers continue to fall. There were 240 new cases and another 13 deaths, but there was a decline of more than 2,000 active cases. Victoria has announced further measures to protect both tenants and landlords. The measures include extending a moratorium on rental increases and evictions for residential and commercial tenants. It was introduced in March and was due to expire at the end of next month, but Treasurer Tim Pallas says the moratorium will be extended until the end of the year.
Evictions will continue to be banned for residential and commercial tenants until December the 31st, unless in rare and specific circumstances. Rental hikes continue to be banned until the end of the year also.
Detainees and staff at a youth detention centre in Brisbane are being tested for COVID-19 after a 70-year-old employee did 5 shifts at the centre while infectious. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Janet Young, says the woman first developed symptoms on August 10, but her positive test result only emerged last night.
We're working with the centre to test all of their residents. They have approximately 130 youth in detention there, and all of the staff. There's over 500 staff. Plus, we'll be going through whether there have been any visitors during that time period and whether, of course, there have been any residents who've moved in and out of the facility during that time.
And Qantas Chief Alan Joyce has warned the pandemic will see the airline having to make more hard decisions. The airline had already announced it was shedding 6,000 jobs and has now confirmed 4,000 of those positions will be gone by the end of next month. On the day the airline announced a $2 billion loss, Alan Joyce suggested there would be more pain in the months ahead.
That's the sad reality that the pandemic means for airlines. It means far fewer employees, at least for a while. Some carriers are shrinking their workforce by 30, 40 and even 50%. Some airlines may not survive at all. We will have to operate differently in response, and that will mean more hard decisions.
If you require mental health support, you can get assistance from Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue 1300 22 46 36. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.